hello, 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 and welcome to our pre-show. Today is the 17th.
Goodness gracious, October's almost over, and then we'll be in November, and then we'll have, God knows what we'll have then, but we'll have Thanksgiving, you know, then. What else? So on Friday night, we're having a chat, and it will be, we're going to have a chat on Friday night, and I think we're going to have a special guest, Chef Carl, right, Chef Carl?
Well, that's my understanding.
And Ted?
Yeah, I'm going to be there, and tonight we're going to be at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I know. You've been given an award by the Beverly Hills, by the Beverly Hills Chefs Association.
You know something? This was an award. They called it the Soiled Diaper Award because they said he sounded like he was sitting in a foul diaper. That, you know, that kind of an insult, Phil. I feel as if I've been an infant sitting in a foul diaper. And I want to apologize, and I want to leave that behind. I don't know if I'm going to do Ted or Wheaton or not. Also on the phone here is Coach Vernon Dozier. Coach?
Hey, Mr. Henry.
And how are you, Coach?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I've got, you know, not too much to complain about.
Really?
That's right.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got all kinds of balance issues with the phone and the mic and the this and the that and some other fucking shit. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So I'll go to 0. The phone?
I think if you use the phone here at 100%, Mr. Henry.
And I'm using my mic at 100%.
Hey, that's what you do.
You know what? I just had Adam here, too. And we thought we had it figured out. I got the compression figured out. Oh, fuck. Okay, here's our latest. Terror. Have you seen this? They're repeating it on Netflix called The Terror. Now, The Terror is not what you think. The name of it is not called The Terror because, even though it is a kind of gothic sort of horror story. It's the name of the ship. There were two ships that went ice breaking back in the 1840s on behalf of the British government to find a Northwest Passage, as you know from history. If you paid attention in history class, you know that there was a big, big push on to find a Northwest Passage, a passage from Europe to Asia. Every country in Europe was trying to find that. North America, the Americans, the Canadians were trying to get across that. Basically, what you're trying to do is get across the Arctic Circle, get across the Arctic to the other side of the world in the shortest possible distance. So there were two ships, the Terror and the Erebus. These are the names of the ships. These are British naval ships with a full complement of men. And I'm not going to give anything away because I don't really know. They encounter a lot of weird shit. And what they've done with the story, the true story of the Terror, is that they have added a bunch of myth and gossip and legend that has been told down through the years. The writers worked all of that shit in as to why it is that this ship and its entire complement of men went missing. Seriously. Now, I think I got that right. Let me make sure that I've... I don't want to... You know me. I don't want to have anything that gets out that's... I wouldn't want to be faking anything, you know? Huh? So, The Terror... There's a novel by Dan Simmons. Tells the fictionalized story of Sir John Franklin. Okay, that's what the book does. But The Terror itself... Let me see the ship. Let me put The Terror ship. Because when you put in book, then it's giving you the movie. It's giving you the goddamn HMS Terror, bomb vessel. HMS Terror was a specialized warship and a newly developed bomb vessel constructed for the Royal Navy in 1813. She participated in several battles of the War of 1812, including the Battle of Baltimore, with the bombardment of Fort McHenry, as mentioned in the Star Spangled Banner. She was converted into a polar exploration ship 2 decades later, and participated in George Back's Arctic Expedition, 1836 to 1837, the successful Ross Expedition to the Antarctic, that's the South Pole, of 1839 to 1843, and Sir John Franklin's ill-fated attempt to force the Northwest Passage in 1845, during which she was lost with all hands, along with the HMS Erebus. Lost with all hands. Now that's pretty serious shit. The movie that we're watching right now, it's a limited series we're watching, stars Jared Harris as a captain, one of the captains. I think his name is Crozier, and there was another captain played by Tobias Menzies, who's a great actor. He played Prince Philip in The Crown. I think he was the second Prince Philip. He plays Fitz James, one of the other captains, one of the other officers. In 2016, the Arctic Research Foundation announced that the wreck of the Terror had been found in Nunavut Terror Bay off the southwest coast of King William Island. The wreck was discovered 57 miles south of the location where the ship was reported abandoned. So what happened was, I think, is they, before leaving on the Franken expedition, both Erebus and Terror underwent heavy modifications for the journey. They were going to try to ram right through the ice. The pair of ships were among the first Royal Navy ships to have steam-powered engines, screw propellers, 12 days' supply of coal was carried. Iron-plated was added fore and aft on the ship's hulls to make them more resistant to packed ice, and their decks were cross-blanked to distribute impact force. Along with Erebus, Terror was stocked with supplies for their expedition, which included, among other things, 2 tons of tobacco, 8 tins of preserves, 7,500 liters, I guess imperial gallons, 2,000 U.S. gallons of liquor. Terror's library had 1,200 books. The ship's berths were heated via ducts that connected them to the stove. So it sounds like a pretty comfortably modern ship for the time. The voyage of the Arctic was with John Franklin over. I'm not going to read the whole thing to you guys, but the expedition was ordered to gather magnetic data and complete a crossing of the Northwest Passage, which had already been charted from both east and west, but never entirely navigated. So, make a long story short, both ships had become icebound and were abandoned by their crews, all of whom died of exposure and starvation while trying to trek overland to Fort Resolution, a Hudson Bay Company outpost, 600 fucking miles to the southwest. Subsequent expeditions up until the late 1980s, including autopsies of crew members, revealed that their canned rations may have been tainted by both lead and botulism. So they worked that into the script, that the crew went a little crazy with the lead poisoning. Oral reports by local Inuit natives that some of the crew members resorted to cannibalism are supported by evidence of cut marks and pot polish, whatever that is, on the skeletal remains of crew members found on King William Island during the late 20th century. So there you have it. They deal with all of this in the TV show, and I recommend it. It's very moody. It's dark. It's a lot of attention to historic detail, the way they speak. You know, the verbiage, the language. Jared Harris is brilliant. All the actors are great. And the set, Christ almighty, they really came up with you're in the Arctic, man. And there's nothing around but just desolation and ice for miles. And then there's a fantastical element that they add. You know, because you know going in that this is a fictionalized, sort of horrified version of what happened to these guys. We know they all were lost. We know that they resorted to some cannibalism. We know they resorted to, you know, that they might have even died from that botulism poisoning or resorted to some sort of violence because they were poisoned by lead. But in any event, I think the show is like 9 episodes. Jackie and I plowed through 7 of them. We got two to go. I recommend it. Called The Terror. And that great actor, Hines, I don't know how to pronounce his first name. It's an Irish name. Karen Hines, is that it? He plays Sir John Franklin. He's great. He's great in everything he does. All right. Time now to do what we know how to do. Whatever the fuck that is that we know how to do. What is it that we know how to do? I don't know. Where's my main man? Where's my fucking Ted theme? Where's Ted? A Beverly Hills steakhouse, your mama too, woo-woo. Here we go, Ted. Yeah.
Ted's a Beverly Hills steakhouse. Come on. Get it? Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You're going to love it no end. I'm Ted Bell, and if I do say so myself, I'm the shit.
All right.
Come on, Clunus. No, back off, Chef.
Here at 10.
That's me.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. All right. That's a groovy thing. Okay, all right. God damn. 1, 2. Buckle my shoe. 3, 4. Shut that door. 5, 6. Where are we, man? Here. That's it. And where is my main man, Vernon Dozier? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. What happened, Coach?
What happened? I was put on a leave, basically from. I was forced to go on a leave of absence because what happened was when
Deke Silbert was reprimanded by the. This is a guy who. I did a dance. I don't lie. I'm not a particular fan. I shouldn't have done it. But when they said, "Hey, where's?" I said, "Where's Deke?" They said he's been on, put on a leave of absence because he got involved with somebody's wife. And I broke into an impromptu dance that was reminiscent of.
What kind of a dance?
Well, what difference does it make?
No, I'm just curious.
Well, the dance that I broke into is very reminiscent of watching a. It was a Bob Fosse thing. I just began twirling across down the hallway, stretching my arms out. It went like this.
We have Luck Be a Lady tonight. That would be great if we had that. Luck be a lady tonight. Let never be no lady tonight. Look at this. Look at this, huh? Luck be a lady. Do I have it? Oh, man. No, we don't have it, huh? Here we go. Right here, Ben.
Wait with me, or they might fall refuse.
So
Philly went with somebody, you know, I did kind of a Bob Fosse here, but have you got that, right? So I went up and down the hallway just going, yeah, like this. Yeah.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Full twirl, full twirl, full twirl layout.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Now I'm high-kicking across the stage. One kick, you know.
Luck if you've ever been I
keep high-kicking.
To
yeah,
with.
I'm kicking toward the audience.
Luck
I'm high-kicking all over the place.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Now I high-kick toward the,
Well, all you're doing is high-kicking.
And then I do, hold on, kill it. What did you say?
All you're doing, Coach, is high-kicking.
Oh, well, I guess I should take some advice from the expert.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know.
That's funny. Okay, so let's do that. Luck be a lady tonight. If you've never, ever been a lady tonight, luck do it. Don't you ever blow it. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. All right. Testing 1, 2.